Are you ready? Are you prepared? Have you girded your loins? Have you steeled yourselves for what's coming? An evening of ghosts and goblins, of things running amok and creating havoc and fear. Well, that time when all things, the things that go bump in the night, are freed and released. For me, it's the challenge of anyone who comes to my door that I should know and don't recognize them because they're in costume. The little kids take that seriously. And sometimes, if they're in good costumes, I have no idea who they are. So it's a little bit of anxiety on my part, but they will come to our doors and they will demand tribute. They will threaten us. They will threaten us with a trick if we do not succumb to their demands. I don't know that this is legal. I'm just not sure about it. It's an odd occasion, and it fascinates me how many houses are decorated probably more than Christmas. I mean, it's just amazing. Have you seen some of the home decorations? I should hush some of you. How many of you do wild and exorbitant Halloween decorations? In the midst of that, remember that it is the eve. It is the hallowed eve of All Saints' Day. And so the next day, the triumph of the saints will come. Good will triumph over evil, as it always does. Light will overcome darkness. And unless you've been toilet papered, you're probably going to be okay. So it is there. Turn our eyes as this the... I asked Stephanie, she always picks out the VBS song, and when I can manage to follow her, as sometimes I get off track, but here we are about following with our eyes, blind Bartimaeus. Thank you, Mark, for stepping up and reading that without any warning, but we don't know a lot about him. He was the son of Timaeus, so he's a beggar, he's blind. And he's probably been there for a long time. He's probably one of those fixtures, you know. They're always there. They're always, you know them. You see them repeatedly. You get to the point where you just ignore it all. It's one of those things. It's like my house. There are things that have been sitting on that, and they're so covered with dust that they've been sitting there since right before the Eisenhower administration. And I just ignore them because they've always been there, and it's just normal to see them there. But here is this blind beggar, and he calls out to Jesus, and he uses a phrase. He says, "Son of David." This is odd for Mark. Mark doesn't go there with that at any place in his gospel. He doesn't reflect that. As we spoke last week, Mark has a relatively low Christology. He doesn't see Jesus as being divine yet. He is still completely, fully human, which is important to us because he knows us and he knows our journey. But at any rate, this Bartimaeus calls him the son of David. It may have been an exact quote from what the disciples remember that event being. And he's shouting at Jesus, and the crowd's saying, "Hush, hush, come on, this is a dignitary, this is a special person, this is a famous person. Don't ruin the moment, this is wonderful." Jesus stops. Jesus stops and he walks over to him and he pauses. And he says, "What do you want?" Now, Bartimaeus must have had sight at some point in his life because he says, "Let me see again." So he must have had sight and lost it in some way or other. And he wants to be restored, and he knows what he's seeking, and he's seeking Jesus for that guidance. He seeks Jesus' help. And Jesus says, "Go, your faith has made you well." By turning to and believing and following Jesus, he regains sight. That's true on different levels. Think about that a minute. And think about that and realize that and understand what's going on there. Your faith has made you well. So this is a delightful miracle. It is one which there were a lot of miracles going on in that day and age. There were miracle doers. Some of them are fakers. Some of them are different things. And everyone who was supposed to be a leader teacher had to be able to do miracles. And so here, this healing miracle. But there's more to it. And not only is it a healing of the blindness of this beggar 2,000 years ago, but is it not speaking to us? Have we grown blind? Do we have blinders on? Do we ignore and not see things around us? One would think things would be obvious, yet are there things that we ignore, that we just don't pay attention to anymore, that are just, they're always that way, they're always going to be that way? I fear that with the Middle East. The Middle East has been at war through all of our history, virtually. And we might say, it's always going to be that way. There's nothing to be done about it. It's just another set of battles centered around the Middle East. And that's a dangerous place to be, because we are called to open our eyes and be aware. What can we do? I don't know. I don't have that answer except through prayer and turning back to Jesus. Do we have issues around poverty and the poor versus the wealthy? I think sometimes people just get to a point of saying, well, there's some people, and they're always going to be that way. And they make choices in their lives that keep them that way. And what can I do about it? What can I do, one single person, just me? And it reminds me of the little bird. You recall that? There was a little bird, a man was walking along, and he sees the sparrow laying in the path on his back with its feet sticking up. And he says, what are you doing? He says, the sky is falling, and I need to, and he says, what? Those little sparrow legs, what are they going to do? And the sparrow says, one does what one can. There is wisdom in that. It isn't much, but get a million sparrows. Do we have blinders around the issues of hospitality? The Bible is full of issues of hospitality. My favorite is Abram and Sarai. You remember, they get very old. They have no children. It's one of those tales. They're just feeling destitute, and there's no more hope left, and they're old. They're old, and they have no children. And they see some men coming down the path, and Abram runs to them and offers them hospitality, because he knows that's what God calls us to, hospitality. And of course, you know that they became Abraham and Sarah and the fathers of and mother of nations. The Good Samaritan, there's a man who's been beaten up, laying naked in the ditch. And they walk around him, partly because they are called not to approach a dead body, partly because they're called not to be around naked bodies. That's what the laws expressly say. But this Samaritan, this foreigner, comes along and cares for the man. Hospitality, care. Where are we in that journey today? And how is hospitality, care for the sojourners, care for those others? Do we want to keep our blinders on? In some respects, very much. It's uncomfortable to have to face some of these things. It's not something we want to spend our time contemplating, and maybe we could just let the invisible ones remain the invisible ones. And the invisible ones will be the ghosts that come on Halloween. Other than that, we do not have those we can ignore. Now, in our day and age, we have a nation of safety nets. We have systems and institutions and different things and resources for people in need. And there are a lot of them. City of Aurora has programs that encourage people not to give to corner panhandlers, because they say, we have resources for these people, but it's easier for them to do this and not confront some of their own issues, their own greed, their own lack of awareness. We need to be aware of how that happens and what the right thing is to do to help some of these. It wasn't always the case. This is a change that has come about. This is one of those Christian things, one of the ways that Christ has changed the world. In Jesus' time, if somebody was unfortunate, well, that was just too bad, and good luck. God must have made it that way because you were bad, and we're not going to intervene, and we have no responsibility or obligation to care for anyone else. I know a family, they had a grown son, good family, and this young son had showed up out of the blue. He is an adult, and I didn't know much of his story, but he was around for a while. He was a painter, and he helped do some painting at the church. Man, it was wonderful. He did a good job. He was conscientious and thorough, caulked and cleaned and scraped and painted and did some work that really needed to be done, and I thought, man, we were lucky to have him. And we tried to reimburse him, and we reimbursed him a little bit, but he wouldn't take much. But the painting got all done, and a couple weeks went by. I hadn't seen him, and I asked his parents, and they said, no, he's gone. He's moved back to Denver, and he's living back on the streets again. They said, he doesn't have to. We can set him up. He's making good progress. We could get him started with all kinds of things. They were willing to support him. But he preferred to be in that situation and to live with those people. And he knew some of them. They had developed community, I guess. And it was a lifestyle and a freedom from responsibility. And some of that had to do with drugs and alcohol and who knows what else. And so he made a choice. Okay, I understand that. And he can choose that, but I don't choose to support him in doing that. Is that not Christian? I don't know. Or is that tough love to say, no, wait a minute. God will decide. We'll see. I was just last summer, not this summer, but the summer before, I was walking up to the door at Lowe's, a hardware store, you know Lowe's. And I'm walking up, and this fellow walked up, and he was, looked like he was pretty straightforward. He was wearing a lanyard, and there were some keys on it, and there was a picture ID on it, with his picture on it. He says, hi. He says, I hate to bother you. He says, but I'm a teacher from Grand Junction, and there were several of us that came over for a conference, and we got mugged, and they took away all of our money, and we're basically stranded. We just need bus fare to get back to Grand Junction, and I'm wondering if you could help us out. Well, I'm from Grand Junction. So I begin to have a conversation with him. Oh, what school? Oh, well, he knew which school. Who's the principal there nowadays? Oh, there's such and such, such and such. So you were there right next to, what's the name of that mortuary? You're right behind that. Oh, yeah, Martin's mortuary. Yeah, okay. Picture on his lanyard was him. I thought, it's an odd thing to happen, but I said, all right. So I helped him out. I thought, how odd, but that's the way. About a week later, different fella, dressed fine, lanyard, picture ID. It was a scam. It was a sophisticated scan. They had learned the details in case they ran across somebody like me who knew and could check them out. And he went into a spiel and got to a certain point, and I said, you were a different guy last week. And he kind of looked, and his eyes went back and forth like this, and he kind of turned, and he just kind of walked away. I was glad that I caught on to that particular scam. And if that comes around to you, you might be aware that this is an organized way of making some serious money and of going about that. It's easy to become cynical. It's easy to say, They're all got a system. They're all in this game. It's a con, and I'm not going to enable them. I'm not going to help them with this dysfunction. So Melissa and I were at Safeway. Mondays after lunch, Safeway, every week. Right, Melissa? That's right. She will be ready with her shopping list. It's on this map. It's on the schedule. Mondays we go. So we drive up, and as we're walking up the door, a woman comes up, and she's got several kids in tow. And she says, could you help me? She says, I need money for groceries. And I looked at her and the kids, and I don't know why, but I said, yes. And I opened my wallet, and I think all I had was a 20, and I handed her the 20, and she was a little bit startled. I think she was expecting a dollar, and maybe at max a five. But she said, thank you. And I said, good luck. And I walked in the store, and she followed me in with her kids. And they filled up a cart with staples, the food to feed a family. Thank God that somehow I knew that this was authentic. And to be honest with you, it would be better at all times and places if we err on the side of getting conned rather than not caring. Doesn't mean we should give away to somebody who we know is not legitimate. But let us not put blinders on that prevent us from seeing authentic need. Amen? I'm grateful I was able to discern, and I don't know what, at that moment, why somehow I just saw that that was what was happening. God is good. I think it's just an awesome thing. So how do we regain our sight to meet authentic need? I try and give to organizations that I know are authentic. People will call me and say, will you give to the XYZ project to help the people of North Carolina? And I'll say, I give to UM Corps. I know UM Corps. I am UM Corps. I've been administrator in the midst of a disaster. I know how that works, and I know it's legitimate. So I don't want to support some of these scams, and I do want the money to get where it needs to go. And yet sometimes the need comes, and it's outside of what we might give through our denominational giving or something. And I don't want to be numb to that. One of the other worries about putting blinders on is disaster fatigue. Have you heard about that? How often do we come into church and there's another disaster that's happened, and I'm asking for prayers and support, and you know, if you can, put something in the plate for UM Corps to help. And it seems like it's every week, doesn't it? And we get tired, we get worn down, and at some point we just say, it's another one. It's another something, it's another need. And I'm just not inspired to be very helpful. Step one, Bartimaeus knew he was blind. He knew he was blind, and he turned to Jesus, I want to see again. So that's where we need to be. Are we blind to any other needs? Lord, open my eyes that I may see. Stephanie, you nailed it with that song. Isn't that what they were singing? Open my eyes that I may see. Open our ears and open our hearts and open our wallets. Amen.